Got it, Rex.
Hi, this is Vishal. I spoke to All Drive Subaru, and he told me to connect with you guys. It's regarding an engine that I wanted to buy from them, and they're located in Sydney. And my car had a rod knock issue, so I'm trying to decide the better options because you guys gave me this address with Top Talk. That's one of your guys, I believe.
Not one of our guys, but it's a company that rebuilds engines.
Okay. And then All Drive Subaru is another one that told me they work with you guys. They can deliver the engine to you and you build it. How much do you charge for putting the engine in?
It really depends. So there's no straight answer to that. As when we pull the thing apart, we don't know what it's actually going to need. Like when you pull it out, it might need a clutch unless you've just had a clutch replaced, radiator, hoses, other hoses might tear. I'd say there'd be, at a guess, let me just grab a calculator, there'd be probably 2 days labor in it. So, I'd say minimum 2K to 3K somewhere, I'd be guessing.
To the UK. Okay. So my understanding is I'm trying to do make the right call here, but I'm very, very confused because should I drop my car at Top Talk or should I buy a reconditioned engine from them? I don't really know what the solution is. They told me they're going to get me a level 3 engine or a level 2 engine, which is a little more reliable than the stock. And I don't know how Top Talk does their job. But they both come with 12 months warranty.
Yep.
So what do you suggest based on your experience? Where do you think I should give it? I'm also tight on budget, so I want to understand the right option over here.
Top Talk will rebuild your motor.
Yes.
So that will be probably cheaper, I'd say.
They're asking me around 10,000. These guys are asking me, All Drive Subaru is asking me around 8,900 for an engine. Sorry, 8,000 for a level 3 engine, which is better than the stock.
Yes, yeah, but then you have to give them your engine.
Yeah.
It's a changeover. So price-wise, they're pretty similar.
Yep.
Is Top Talk including fitting?
Yes, that is what he told me.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be pretty close.
Pretty close, right?
So if it's 8,900 for the ADS, then it'll be probably another 2 to 3K on top of that in labor. Plus, if it needs any parts while we're doing it, like we don't know what it's going to need until we pull it all out.
Because he told me, All Drive Subaru told me, if I'm getting a new engine, it's always recommended that I change the fuel injector. It's because of this fuel injectors is what makes the engine to knock and all that. So
is the engine they're giving you not coming with fuel injectors?
No, not necessarily, but he was telling me if I swap the engine, it's very important that I get new fuel injectors. That is another $1,600 or so.
Okay, so but they can supply those for you as well?
Yeah, they can supply.
I'm not too sure because that's their engine. I can't really comment on that. If that's what they're saying, I'd be going with what they're saying.
Yep.
It's really up to you. The Top Talk one, it will be your engine rebuild. The other one will be a different engine that's been rebuilt, but you know what parts you're getting with it. Like the Top Talk one, do you know what they're going to actually put in there, or did they just say it's just a rebuild?
It's just a rebuild, and he told me he'll do something better. He said that he'll do it better than the normal stock, but I'm not sure. You have worked with them, right, in the sense?
We've worked with both of them, yeah. So we've seen both of the engines. They're both decent.
I'm just worried that, you know, the rod knock can happen again. It's like a nightmare for me. So that is the only issue. But obviously, both of them are giving me 12 months of warranty, and obviously, I'm not going to mod my car. It's just going to be stock. And I'll definitely come down to you guys to tune my engine, like Cobb Access Port.
Yeah.
So, and if I put the Cobb Access Port, will I lose my warranty?
I couldn't tell you. You have to talk to them. I have no idea on that one.
Okay.
They probably not. They probably both would prefer us tuned to car.
Yes. Because, you know, Talk told me that, you know, I can take it to you guys for tuning and it'll be really good after that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's yeah. We normally tune their cars.
Yeah. I should have done that long ago when I first bought my car to you guys for service, but I neglected it, and I think this is one of the reasons why my car got a road knock.
Yeah, did you have the off-the-shelf map in there?
It was just stock. I don't know what it is. It was just stock. I bought it from the Subaru showroom.
It didn't have a tune or anything in there? Like a
nothing at
access
all,
port tune?
Yeah, no tune at all, I think.
No?
Just factory
okay.
tune.
Maybe. Can cause it. The engine shop, that's really up to you. They're both good engine builders. It just depends on who you want to use.
Yeah, I mean, with him, there's going to be obviously delays. Like, he's going to ship it to Sydney, from Sydney to Melbourne. There's going to be shipping.
By the time we can get the car in, it'll probably be here before that.
The time.
We'd be at least 6 weeks before we can get your car in for an engine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not going to happen, like, next week.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if you're looking for fastest, I'd say Top Talk will probably do it faster. Yeah, with us and ADS, like, you'd be lucky to get it back by the end of the year.
Okay. So I mean, Top Talk guy told me that, you know, at least for 5,000 kilometers, I wait for the engine to break in, and then after that, I can get a tune from you guys. So I don't mind.
5,000 or 1,000?
I remember him telling me 5,000, but
I think it might have been 1,000. Double check with him. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
if you're looking at, like, fastest, I'd say Top Talk would be faster.
And these roads are really good, right? I'm going with your word of mouth. Like, you know, I don't know anyone here in Melbourne. It's just, you know, it's just
me. I'd probably do some of your own sort of research and reviews.
Yes.
Just so you've got sort of peace of mind and you can decide what's, you know, going to make you feel better. They're both going to be good engines.
Yep.
So,
and rebuilding is not a bad choice, right? Compared to swapping an engine. It's not a bad choice, right?
Compared to putting a used engine?
Yeah, compared to a used engine.
Yeah, definitely. The used engine is going to be less reliable, I'd say. Like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and used engine is not less than $7,000. So to fit it, it's
exactly
much the same thing.
Yeah, you're better off getting a new one. Yeah.
And I'm also trying to consider Subaru showroom because they have a policy where, you know, if the customer is not at all happy and they've serviced it on time, and I pretty much gave it to you guys to service it, so I can try and negotiate something with them. Maybe they can get me an engine for free. I don't know. They've done it in the past, so I want to try my options over there as well.
Are you going to try to talk to Subaru about it?
Yes.
Yeah,
on Tuesday, I'll just try and diagnose it. If they say no, they'll put an application through. And if that doesn't work out, I'll just give it to Top Talk. He said he needs the car for 3 weeks, and it's good to go after that.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fit ADS engines. We haven't fitted any Top Talk engines. We normally just tune their engines.
Okay.
But yeah, whichever option. Do a bit of research, have a chat to Subaru. They're both going to be decent options.
And do you have any other players who do the same job that you guys?
No, that's the only people that we've used.
Okay. These are the only two people. Top Talk is in Melbourne, so I can always go to them. Because if there's any warranty issue, I can always go to Top Talk. I don't think I can handle it with all them.
All driver be a little bit harder.
But yeah, it's going to be harder. Yeah, I know what you mean. So in that case, yeah, I will try to make my call with Top. And they said 10,000. Is it too expensive? What do you think to rebuild an engine?
Sounds about right.
It's perfect, right? Okay.
Yeah, sounds like the right price. It's definitely not expensive.
And is there any way we can know that the bottom part is also broken? We can't know that, right? Unless they open it.
The bottom part?
Yeah, like the in internals or something. I don't know. They were
That's
telling
what's
me
damaged. So the internals is what's damaged. They'll already know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you've told them it's got rod knock or bottom end knock, they'll already know what's broken.
Yep. I mean, I took it to a few other mechanics for second opinions. They told me put oil and use it, but now it doesn't even. No, I got ripped off, basically. So,
that was a waste of time.
I know. I just had to do it for my peace of mind, and
fair
I didn't
enough.
Want to. Yeah, but yeah, I paid the price, so it's all good, yeah. So I'll decide. I'll go and I'll get back to you guys. I'll probably bring it in for a tune. And even with Top Talk, he's going to do the injector job, or I have to get it done through you guys?
I have no idea. You have to talk to them. Like I said, we don't normally work with them. We just tune the cars that they build.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd get him to do it, not us, because he's going to have the engine out. It's going to cost you way more to do it when the engine's already in the car. So when the engine's in pieces, I'd be getting anything you want done at that time.
What do you think about the timing belt? Do you think I should get that changed?
There is no timing belt. It's just a timing chain.
Oh, sorry, timing chain.
Yeah,
do you think
I would
that
take,
needs to be changed?
I'd take all of Top Talk's advice. It's their engine, so I would just listen to whatever they say.
Okay.
Like, if they're building it, I would go with whatever the engine builder is recommending.
Yeah, that's true. And I wanted to ask something else, but I forgot. Yeah, that's about it then.
Right.
And what about the transmission? Do you think these cars fail, the transmission?
Is it manual or auto?
Manual.
Manual, if you drive it hard, you'll break the gearbox. If it's just a daily and you just cruise it around, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not driving it hard, but sometimes the car troubles to go in reverse. Is that a bad indicator?
No, that's probably your clutch.
Oh, it's probably... And my clutch was recently changed. You guys changed it for me recently, not too long. It's not even 10,000 or 15,000 kilometers.
Probably not the clutch then. They are a little bit hard. Sometimes
you
have to press the clutch pedal for a couple seconds before you go to pick the gear.
Okay.
That's pretty normal, like for reverse. So you might have to dip the clutch and wait like 1 or 2 seconds and then pick reverse. Don't do it at the same time.
Yep. And this is the XC heavy-duty clutch that you guys recommended.
That's what we would have used.
Yep. So, yeah, in that case, I don't have to worry much about the gearbox now, right?
No, not at all.
Yep, all right. In that case, I'll just decide and I'll maybe go with Top Talk, because he's here in Melbourne and he says he gives me 12 months of warranty and unlimited kilometers. So,
All right. Fun. Easy.
Yep. All right. Bye.
All good.